Hi, everybody, and welcome to the ESOL Teachers Podcast, where we talk about various aspects of teaching English language learners. This podcast is for ESOL teachers, ESOL coaches, and of course, for the classroom teachers who are eager to provide the best possible instructional scaffolds for English language learners. With about 5 million English language learners in the United States of America right now, and by the way, this number is growing every single day, it is important to know how you can scaffold your instruction for this growing population of students, right? I mean, just think about it, 5 million English language learners. Quite an impressive number, isn't it? But let's begin from the very beginning. There are so many acronyms related to ESOL. You've probably heard such words as ESL, ESOL, ELL, EL, L1, L2, and LEP. But what do they all mean? So let's make sure we are all on the same page when it comes to the ESOL-related acronyms. When I first heard about the program that focused on teaching English to the speakers of other languages, this program was referred to as ESL. Remember that? So that's the initial acronym, ESL, and it stands for English as a Second Language. Many of our students, however, have two home languages, so for them, English is not a second language. In fact, it could be their third language or even fourth language. The acronym ESL was limiting indeed, right? So the decision was made to rename ESL into ESOL, which stands for English for the speakers of other languages. Next acronym. Are you ready? Okay, LEP. Limited English proficiency. Those students who don't speak English fluently yet have limited English proficiency, LEP, and they qualify for the ESOL program. L1, that's language number one. L1 means a student's home language, the language they learned to speak first. L2, that's language number two, usually the English language. Now, another acronym, ELL. It stands for English Language Learners. Recently, though, a new acronym, EL, which stands for English Learner, has been gaining popularity. So, instead of saying ELL when talking about students, people just say EL for short. In summary, when we refer to the program, we say ESOL. And when we speak about the students who are learning English, we refer to them as ELs or ELLs. Phew, isn't that a lot? I hope this podcast brought some clarity to this plethora of terminology. If you like this podcast, it would be incredibly wonderful if you would take a minute to write a review on iTunes. Thank you, and have a wonderful week.